It's June. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
There are three common yellow throats singing in the marshes here. They're beautiful yellow warblers with black on their throats that have come clear up from Central America to nest here at Sawhill Ponds in the cattail marshes. We've actually come out here looking for orioles, so we're going to keep searching. They just arrived a week or two ago from far to the south, so we're walking along the south side of Sawhill Ponds, and we're encountering all these neotropical migrant birds who have recently arrived here.
Let's go just a little farther, because it was right about at the bend that I was hearing a whole lot of orioles about 3 weeks ago.
That burst of song is a house wren. That wren is singing. It's singing about 40 or 50 notes in 1 second. It's another migrant. It didn't go that far this winter. It probably went down to Mexico. But it's come back to probably the same grove of trees where it was born. I just heard an oriole.
Oh, I hear it too, yeah. It's making that little chirr sound.
It starts out with whistles and then ends with buzzes. Da-da-da-da. It's in this cottonwood about 100 yards back. Let's see if we can find it. There he is. Isn't he pretty?
Wow.
Oh, it's a beautiful bright orange all underneath, and the head with a black stripe through the eye and a black chin and a black back and big white patches on the wings.
This is Bullock's oriole. These birds are easiest to detect when they're not here. Because all winter long, we see their pendulous nests dangling from these leafless cottonwoods, right, Ruth Carroll?
Yeah.
They're just beautiful nests.
They're closely related to the Baltimore oriole.
So we've got the Bullocks here in the western United States. You sort of see them and you think about the tropics. They winter in Central America and southern Mexico. They come back to the same cottonwoods where we saw their last year's nest dangling, and then they build an entirely new nest each spring. Here he comes. He's real close to us, 20 yards.
Oh, gorgeous.
Two males were fighting in the tree, two male orioles, both bright orange and black. They make that grunting, scolding sound more than they sing. So the whole idea is to have a large enough foraging territory so that you can provision your young. Okay, one male singing on the left, the other grunting in the top of the tallest cottonwood right in front of us.
And that orange against the blue sky and the green leaves. Oh, and there went the female. You got Sawhill Pond, come east of Boulder to 75th Street at Valmont and 75th, turn left or north and go about a mile, and there'll be a sign where you turn left to Sawhill.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.